This is November 23rd in Phoenix, Arizona. It's Black Friday, and usually in this country, when it comes to Black Friday, it means a protest against Walmart or consumerism. But since this is Phoenix, it has to do with the immigration issue. And quoting a statement from original inhabitants, they will do a traditional ceremony to commemorate Thanksgiving. Just like our Native American ancestors, the Wampanoag Indians in 1621 shared the autumn festival with the Plymouth Pilgrims, we will bring a Thanksgiving feast to Roger Sessing, owner of Pruitt's Furniture, and his sheriff deputies today. We selected the day after Thanksgiving because it symbolizes the biggest shopping day of the year in the United States and the beginning of traditional Christmas shopping season. The day is known for many as Black Friday, and this year immigration rights advocates, community leaders will ensure that the community does not shop at Pruitt's Furniture. And on previous broadcasts, it's usually Saturdays in November and December that the day laborers and their supporters protest against Pruitt Furniture, who is against the day laborers on their sidewalks. So this is a different being a Friday.
The motorcycle group has pulled up. That's with the Minutemen, and across the street is the day laborers shouting. Hey, what are you doing here? Here to gain signatures?
That's a possibility.
Oh, you gaining?
I thought I was going to be able to shake Sheriff's hand here.
Well, he was here a couple weeks ago when I was here, so he could pop up on the other side there.
I mean, after all, he did call me a wacko, didn't he?
Why did he call you a wacko?
I don't know. I got to ask him, I guess. Does he really know me? So who knows? My partner's supposed to be coming down here, too. Was the other wacko?
What, where are you getting signatures to recall the sheriff, huh?
That's what we're working on, you know. If this is such a big problem, how come our Congress can't figure it out what to do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the latest polls came out that is in support of the sheriff and don't have faith in your recall. What do you have to say to that?
But polls are just numbers, and numbers can be fixed.
back. Build it back.
We are foreign immigrants. We are allowed to be here legally. What part of legal, illegal do you not understand? Capish?
North side of Thomas is the biker gang with the Minutemen, and over on the south side here is the Day Laborers and their supporters in front of the Pro-Ed Furniture Store. A lot of signatures?
I haven't started yet. I'm just kind of melting into the crowd. There's some strong feelings here. I wish we could put it all to positive use. Both sides. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, after all these years, there's never been a true large debate. It's always chit-chat on talk radio and on the print and such, but no real debate on both sides.
It's too hot a debate because no one wants to touch it. No one wants to say, this is the way I feel. No one wants to step up. We can come out in the street all we want, but until Congress gets off their butt and gets it down to business instead of playing around with renaming post offices. I mean, that's, if you go look at the record, they do a lot of this renaming this building or this one. Let's solve this problem once and for all. How hard is that to do?
But look what's happened here in the state of Arizona with that new law that takes effect January 1st.
You think they're really going to enforce it?
Well, from what I've read, a lot of people are running scared and moving out of Arizona already.
Well, who knows? When you have an unknown factor, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if your rights are going to be protected, even though you are illegal. You still have rights within the law. But if you're going to cut off the rights for everybody, including legal citizens, where are you going to go? I'd run, too, if they were coming after me.
Well, it must mean that the
the law is going to be effective then. What you say, it hasn't even started. It's not January 1st yet.
Are they going to force it against the big business like Halliburton and companies like that that have been using illegals for years?
What's it? It's in the law January 1st that they'll be busted.
Yeah, well,
lose their license.
Knowing the story and getting it done is two different things. First comes to some politicians react to the money instead of the people. No more. That's it. That's all I got.
So you're not. What about the petitions that are circulating also in Arizona to reinforce the January 1st law?
I don't know anything about that right now. Right now I'm concentrating on a couple items, and that's not one of them.
Well, yeah. Well, you can find out more by going across the street there with that Buffalo Rick over there, because he's always out there with this petition.
Well, we'll see. Maybe I'll talk to him later.
Invite me.
Okay.
Yes, we can! Yes, we can!
No ser humano es ilegal. ningún ser humano es ilegal. Acuérdate de eso. Can you hear me?
Take it all the way over there.
There are quite a few dozen day labor supporters on the south side of Thomas in front of Prowitz, and there's also a table set up with Thanksgiving food here that that is being dished out now.
We're back
on the north side on the Minuteman with
God bless America.
That side just for a while.
God bless America.
I like listening to.
I tell you who's a traitor is Alfredo Gutierrez and that son of a bitch over there that thinks he's an Indian.
God bless America!
He's not even American Indian. He's mestizo and Spanish. He's a lying bastard.
I just thought you were directing that. I was down there just talking to people. I can't do that anymore.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Alfredo Gutierrez. I have no idea who you are.
Oh, my name's actually Sheriff Joe. Calls me a wacko. I'm one of the two people that are on a committee to recall Sheriff Joe.
Well, you are a friggin' wacko then.
One of the two people, that's all you have.
Why don't you get out of my face?
Okay, I'll sign it.
Now! Get out of my face!
I'll sign.
Now!
My name's Maria Lopez.
There's no reason to yell at me.
I'll sign it.
No,
I'll sign your petition. True to America.
Well, how come you would sign it and Buffalo Rick wouldn't?
Because my name's Maria Lopez.
I suffer no fool.
That's right.
I need you guys to not be in the street. Saying a sidewalk, can I do that?
Yeah, well, that's the famous Buffalo Rick, so.
He's an idiot. He served his country, but the other thing is, nobody understands the true issue that's going on, and that's the bottom line. If you don't know what's going on, how in the hell can you condemn one group or any other people when they don't know the true story of what's going on? I don't know where these people get off thinking that they're taking their money, because you know what? Bush is sending $1 billion a day over to Iraq for what? Okay, the same principle. Why don't they hammer at Bush for all this crap. It's the same thing. If they want to enforce the borders, let's get the money. The sheriff or the George Bush is sending overseas. Then let's enforce our borders. Let's put our money in the right. Let's put our mouth and our minds in the right place. We're not getting that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but your voice here should be directed a few feet away with these flag wavers.
There's an expression: is everybody thinks that education is expensive, but ignorance is going to cost us more. And these people, as far as I'm concerned, because they don't know the whole story and they're out there blasting away, are ignorant. I served my country in Vietnam. I came back and I was spit on. You know, the bottom line. Nobody knows what's going on. Because over there, it's the same thing that's going on in Iraq. It's a lose-to-lose situation, and the only one that makes any friggin' money out of it are the rich people. Well, these people haven't got a clue. Especially when people like Halliburton are hiring illegal aliens in Texas. They caught him with video dumping out 3 busloads of illegals in New Orleans. And the only reason they took them back is they were discovered. They were illegals. They were using illegals, but they still got government contracts. And that's my taxpayer dollars. Enough said. Is he going to talk? Who talked to him?
Excuse me, we're conducting an investigation. Can you let us finish it real quick, please?
Well, what's the investigation about?
Charging,
because
somebody said...
Can you go ahead and move aside so we can talk to her, please?
There's a police officer writing out a card and interviewing a woman. Something happened here. What happened earlier?
I'm not saying. You're supposed to be on that side.
I'm fair and balanced reporter. I started out over here. Most of the labor and their supporters have left on the sand side, but the biker group is still over here, and Sheriff Joe finally turned up here.
And you're rolling.
My role is to enforce the illegal immigration laws. That's what I'm here for. Anywhere in this county, we've already arrested 36 in this area, plus everywhere else in the county. That's what brought me here. Trying to do the business just because they won't use their parking lot as a sanctuary, he's getting all the heat.
Mike Sensing told me the other day that if the mayor does not get involved and stop these protests and resolve this problem, he's closing this business. He's moving into another city.
Well, isn't that a shame? No, he should never let these illegal immigration people, the ones that are for immigration, drive them out of business. That should never happen. This is the United States of America. It should never happen.
Do you support him in his call that the mayor needs to get involved?
I'm not going to talk about the mayor, the police, or anything else. Right now I'm doing what I feel I have been doing. I will continue to do it. And nobody's going to intimidate this sheriff, because it's not only against him, these protesters, it's against the sheriff. So if they think they're going to intimidate me by their racial overtones, their threats, and everything else, I got news for them. That's not going to happen.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Why did you come over here and not just see you? Why are you hiding over there?
I don't want you in the street.
Huh?
Stay out of the street, would you? I don't want you here.
My pleasure. I'm heading for the posse ride.
I tried to call you to let you know you're coming.
I'm heading for the posse ride.
Okay. Well, we'll be here tomorrow.
So this is picking up more steam here?
Well, yeah.
Where is
we're not going to stand by and allow them, if they can have that sidewalk and voice their opinion, so can we. So we're not going to stand by and allow you to be ridiculed or anybody else that's upholding our laws.
Well, thank you.
Sheriff, would you like to be across the street with us for a moment?
I want to see sensing right now.
Okay.
And
you want to grab the vehicle and come back over with
you? Yeah, because I got some stuff in the car. I'm
going to go over.
Well, tomorrow when this starts, we'll be here all day.
Could you say what are you going to talk to you about?
No, I'm going to see what the latest status is with him. I don't like the threat that he's going to move his business out of this city over this. That's not the American way. This is ridiculous. Now, who are these guys? Which side are they on? Why? Well, who's the leader here? Who is the leader? Who's talking? Are you the leader? You want to talk to me?
Do not
let me say
the report, everything. Talk to me.
Shut up a minute. Let me
tell
talk.
Tell me something different.
You should be resolving.
Tell me something
you
different.
You should be resolving this in
listen,
a nice, civil way.
Listen, the sheriff, I'm going to tell you one thing, sheriff, I'm going to tell you one thing. No human being is illegal.
You're
an elected official, and you should not use those words, Sheriff Arpaio. You should not use those words. You're an elected official. The people put you there to represent all of us. All of us, Sheriff Arpaio. You should... No human being is illegal. No human being is illegal, Arpaio. You know that. The people elect you to represent all of us.
Sir, what is your name and organization?
I'm Jesse Pedro here.
Most of the day labor supporters have left. There's only about a dozen left, but at the last minute, Sheriff Joe popped up and given interviews with the corporate media.
Fight working people. You should not fight working people. Fight the crime, Sheriff Arpaio. Fight the crime. There's no criminals here. Only working people, Sheriff Arpaio. You're wasting taxpayers' money. You should be fighting the crime on the street. The reports are very clear. The crime is going up in your county, and you're not doing anything about it. You're wasting taxpayers' money, Arpaio. You know that. And you don't have an answer for that. You don't have an answer for that, Arpaio. The answers that you gave us are always the same. Always the same, Sheriff Arpaio. You're wasting taxpayers' money. You should be fighting crime, Sheriff Arpaio. Not working people. There are no criminals here, Arpaio. Only working people. You know that.
Includes reporting on Thomas and Phoenix on Black Friday, even though there was a lot of vocal back and forth, there were no arrests.